kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang kalayaan sa pagsasalita o freedom of speech ay isang pangunahing karapatang pantao kahit na hindi ito direktang pinoprotektahan o nakatala sa Australia. Ang mis at disinformation naman ay isang seryosong issue at itinuturing na pinakamalaking panganib sa buong mundo sa ngayon. Ang tanong, paano natin lalabanan ang misinformation nang hindi naaapektuhan ang ating karapatan sa malayang pagsasalita? Malaki ang papel ng social media sa kasalukuyang panahon. Karamihan ng mga tao mula sa kahit anong lugar, anumang oras, ay may kakayahang ibahagi ang kanilang gusto dahil dito. Kung mayroon kang electronic device at access sa internet, nagbibigay ito ng tinatawag na interconnected world. Ngunit nangangahulugan din na ang maling impormasyon ay maaaring maipakalat ng mas mabilis kaysa dati. At alam natin na nagdudulot ito ng pagkakahiwa-hiwalay, kawalang tiwala, at iba pang uri ng pinsala.
I am extremely worried about the next few decades. I mean, look, we are a civilization that has suddenly been given a nuclear weapon of information in the form of social media and having supercomputers in our pockets, and that's about to have artificial intelligence dolloped onto it, like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Ang narinig niyo ay si Josh Zepps, ang gumawa at host ng podcast na Uncomfortable Conversations. Bilang isang aktibong advocate ng kalayaan sa pagsasalita, siya ay nag-aalala tungkol sa maling pag-unawa sa pagbabahagi ng mga ideya bilang mis at disinformation.
The reality is that if you're going to live in a big, diverse, pluralistic, multi-ethnic society, at any given point in time, you're going to have to wrestle with a bunch of ideas that some cohort of that society is going to find offensive or insulting. And some of that will border on misinformation or disinformation.
Hinihikayat niyang mag-ingat ang mga tao dahil ang tanong tungkol sa pag-regulate ng mis at disinformation online ay nakasalalay sa kung sino ang magdedesisyon kung aling mga ideya ang labag sa pamantayan.
We all know that's a rhetorical question to some extent because we know who gets to decide. The elites get to decide. University educated, generally socially progressive, generally white people like me, basically, get to write the rules about what everybody else can and can't say.
Sa halip, kailangan nating unawain muna kung paan talaga nag-ooperate ang mga tech companies.
At the moment, they're just black boxes, so I would be aggressive about regulating openness and requiring us to have access to the research that social media companies are doing about what kinds of content the algorithms are nudging us towards, what impact that has on our attention, and what impact that has on the quality of speech that is circulating online.
Digital platforms should be regulated just like any other consumer-facing sector. They should be liable for the harms they cause.
Iyan si Alice Dawkins, ang executive director ng Reset Tech. Ang organisasyon ay nakikipag-ugnayan sa social media platforms sa buong mundo at sinusubukang makipag-ugnayan sa kanila.
We ask for data and they do not provide the data. Platform engagement in this country with public interest organizations such as ours is practically entirely voluntary.
Aniya, kailangan ng Australia ng mga bagong batas upang i-regulate ang mga ibinabahagi sa social media.
So we're in this awkward situation in Australia. Government is moving rather slowly on digital platforms, but ultimately you need overarching legal obligations that set pretty clearly what we're expecting platforms to do in this country. And if they fail on those promises, there should be meaningful enforcement that can happen through courts, for example.
Dagdag ni Alice na naiintindihan niya kung bakit iniisip ng mga tao na ang ganitong uri ng regulasyon ay maaaring magmukhang pag-atake sa kalayaan sa pagpapahayag.
the misinformation problem is often seen as, oh, well, you know, we've got to pull those crazy posts off the internet because, you know, Auntie Jo's spewing some fake news, right? Like that's often how it's framed, and that's why people have such a visceral response when they hear that there might be regulation over it.
Ngunit ayon sa kanya, ang tunay na isyu na kailangan nating harapin ay hindi ang mga post online, kung hindi ang paggamit ng digital platforms tulad ng Facebook o X.
The common thread are various quite powerful systems within platforms control that are operated with varying levels of sort of efficacy and interest in providing good and reliable information, because that's not how they make money at the end of the day.
Ang paghahanap ng paraan upang labanan ng misinformation sa isang mabilis na kapaligiran na siyang social media platforms ay mukhang kakailanganin pa ng oras. At ang mga hakbang na ginagawa ng Australia ay nagpapatunay na hindi pa ito gaanong matagumpay.
The Human Rights Commission said in a submission, there's a real risk that efforts to combat online misinformation and disinformation by foreign actors could be used to legitimize attempts to restrict public debate, censor unpopular opinions, and enforce ideological conformity in Australia.
Sinasabi naman ni Human Rights Commissioner Lauren Finlay na kailangan malinaw maipaliwanag ang misinformation at disinformation upang makausad tayo.
It's actually false information and not just an opinion that we disagree with. So we need to make sure that any laws that aim to restrict or stop mis- and disinformation actually target that and aren't just used as an excuse to censor opinions that we disagree with. So we need to both protect people from false information but also make sure we're protecting freedom of speech at the same time.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Olivia Diorio para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang kaugnay na ulat, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.